Let us go to God in prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you for the two. Roberts Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, because their yes is why we can be here today together to hear from our mouthpiece. In the name of Jesus, that you just touch the speaker, pour into her so that she may pour out to us. We just ask right now that you keep a hedge of protection around Artist Life and the Des De Leon family. Lord, we know that you are in control, and we thank you. Lord, we praise you, we glorify you, and we give you all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor. It's in Jesus' name that we pray and say amen, amen, and amen. Again, we want to say happy birthday to our beautiful sister, Minister Benita, and we want you to know that we love you, love you, love you, and I will now turn the call over to our host. Host, are you there? Host, are you there? Well, praise God.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
I can hear you now. The floor is yours.
Well, thank you, thank you, thank you for seating and greeting everyone in the telecommunications sanctuary this morning. And thank each and every one of you for joining the call this morning. This is Jackie Henderson in Indianapolis, Indiana. And I welcome again each and every one of you to the call. I'd like to give to those that are new on the call a little background information concerning our call. This call was founded in October 2010 by two very powerful and great women of God, our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton, our super fantastic lady, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, our beloved Mother Eagle. Our scripture reference can be found in Psalms 88:13. But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayers come before you. Our mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. And we have a website where all of our messages have been archived on this website, as well as all of the bios of our speakers. And that website is www.themasterscall.net. Again, that is www.themasterscall.net. And our theme for this year, as we start this epic year, embracing and trusting the miraculous hand of God and continue to rejoice in his goodness, is in 2019, God's hand of justice, integrity, and truth in me, individually and corporately, will clearly be seen. Praise God. So if you feel led to be a part of this great, great ministry as a host, such as Minister Ty so wonderfully did this morning, or if you would like to be, as a greeter, such as Minister Ty has done this morning, or a host as I am doing, or if God has given you a word to share, or you even have a prayer request or a praise report, please submit all of your information to info@themasterscall.net. Again, that is info@themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon or our prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrell, will contact you. And what has brought us all together is just this phenomenal, phenomenal company called Artist Life, which was established by the Des De Leon family over 29 years ago. It's the common thread that's brought us all together each morning to start a day with a word from the Lord. This is a great, great, great company with our best products, as Minister Terrell would say, this side of heaven, to help the world to become healthier and wealthier, changing lives every day. So if you would like more information concerning Artist Life, contact that person that invited you to this call, and they would love, love, love to share or answer any questions you may have. So are you or someone you know a T-Mobile or Metro PC customer and having challenges calling in on the live calls of the playback? Well, there's a bridge number that would allow you to call in at no charge, and that number is 716-293-9707. Again, that is 293-9707. So please follow the prompts and you will be joined in to the call at no charge. So share this information with those that you know are experiencing challenges. Now, immediately following this call is the new morning motivational call. It's held every Monday through Friday right after this call. It's conducted by a team of great leaders that provide vital information to your artist life business and its wonderful products. And that number is 712-770-4005. Again, 712-770-4005. And that PIN number is 294-617-POUND. And today is Testimonial Thursday, where that beautiful, wonderful host, that Lysic Timmit manager, Claudette Brown, will be the host. So join in on that call immediately following this call. Now, I'm going to get out of the way and introduce our speaker. And our speaker is definitely no stranger to the Master's Call family. She joined the call in 2010 as a very faithful member. She has two adult children. She was married to Mr. Yellenew for over 39 years prior to his death in 2015, but God has recently blessed her with a new love, and that is Mr. Wilson, and they are still enjoying their honeymoon. She is a retired teacher, and as an executive, she has contributed to several Fortune 500 companies. While she has not been called to pastor a church, she was called to minister the joy, grace, and glory of God through Jesus Christ, our Savior. She has a coaching ministry, Living Above the Clouds, where she proclaims that when we put our faith in the blood of Jesus, the storms of life cannot defeat us. But for God raising her above the clouds many, many times, she would have been swooped away by the tornadoes, earthquakes, and tsunamis that have hit her life. We are so delighted to welcome our very, very own Pastor Shandy Yellenew Wilson as our speaker today. And this woman has a greeting like none other. So let us hear the joy of the Lord through her this morning. Pastor Wilson, are you there?
Yes, I am here, Mr. Jackie. Good morning, DMC family. Thank you, Minister Kai, for hosting and for that on-time tagline, though he slay me, I will trust him. Thank you, Minister Jai, for hosting this morning and for that gracious introduction. Thank you, Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa, for saying yes 8 years ago to the call of our master for this master's call. Thank you, listeners, for taking time for the master's call this morning and each and every morning that you dial in. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for another day, for another week, for another year. As we honor you this morning, I pray for a release of your Holy Spirit. I surrender my lips, my voice, my mind to you, Lord. I come against any and every outside interference and influence. I pray that your words will touch the heart of every listener and be a call to action. In Jesus' name, amen. TMC family, today I want to talk about a form of worship that is sometimes overlooked and often not understood. Now, there are several forms of worship. We can worship with our hands by clapping, by lifting them, or playing an instrument. We can worship with our body by kneeling, by dancing, and laying prostrate, as we can worship him also with our voice by singing, by preaching, or praising. They all have their place in worship, but the worship I want to talk about today is praise. So my topic is praise. Yes? Praise. It is said that praise is one of the most powerful spiritual weapons given to us by God that guarantees a change in our circumstances. Yet, it is the weapon that is most neglected and ignored among many of God's people. Three things to remember about praise. First, praise is an act of faith, which means that you may not feel a thing, or worse, you may not even feel like praising him. I believe that is when it's most effective. The Bible calls it a sacrifice of praise. Hebrews 13:15 says, "By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips giving thanks to his name." Hallelujah. Second, praise shifts the battle from our hands to God's. Someone might say, "I don't see how that could be." So, to some, it is a mystery. It's something beyond normal mental comprehension. But just do it and watch what happens. Third, God inhabits the praises of his people. Psalms 22:3. When we pray, God normally sends angels to rescue or help us when we pray. But when we praise, God shows up himself. Imagine a small child in trouble crying for its mother. What happens when the mother shows up? The child lifts his or her hand to be picked up, rescued to safety. Now, do you see why we praise with our hands lifted? Our loving Father brings us out, picks us up to safety. So, praise is a kingdom mystery that carries tremendous power to reverse any situation. It is more effective than the longest fast, and even spending long hours in prayer cannot compete with praise. By praising God, he can show you the way out of any difficulty. And it is the surest access to the realm of miracles. No wonder the scripture tells us, "You have trained children and babes to offer perfect praise." Matthew 21:16. The psalmist said, "Sing he praises with understanding." Psalms 47:7. Without revelation of the mystery of praise, our singing and dancing can simply become entertainment. My topic today is praise. Praise. Our praise should shake the heavens, change the atmosphere all around us, and stop the devil in his tracks. Just as he did with baby Karen this past few weeks, just as our praise was lifted up, oh, God changed the diagnosis on that baby. From a death sentence, hallelujah, to all is well. Thank you, Jesus. Praise and worship, haha, is not just a tradition or some religious ritual, y'all. No, it releases an anointing that brings supernatural financial breakthroughs, miracles of healing, ideas, concepts, and insights and divine answers. God is restoring high praise to the church, and this is the season we are entering now, where nothing is answered from heaven until the sacrifice of praise is offered. Amos 9:11 says, "In that day will I raise up the tabernacle of David that is fallen, and close up the breaches thereof. And I will raise up his ruin, and I will build it as in the days of old." King David, with all the wealth and fame that he had, knew how to praise God unashamedly. The Bible says that when the Ark of the Covenant was returned to Israel, David danced before the Lord with all of his might, wearing only a linen ephod in public. In other words, he was half naked, 2 Samuel 6:14-22. I'm not saying that we have to dance naked in public to praise God. However, David's attitude of adoration and humility is something worth imitating. David said, "I am willing to act like a fool in order to show my joy in the Lord. Yes, and I am willing to look even more foolish than this." 2 Samuel 6:21-22. You see, praise shifts the battle. The Bible has several examples of how people receive supernatural deliverance and divine intervention through praising God. And when we begin to sing and to praise, the Lord sets ambushment against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir. When we come, which were come against Judah, and they were smitten. And that's in 2 Chronicles 20:22. As mentioned earlier, praise is an act of faith that shifts the battle to God. This is what happened in 2 Chronicles 20, when a massive army was coming to slaughter King Jehoshaphat and the people of Judah. After seeking the Lord, King Jehoshaphat appointed singers unto the Lord to go out before Judah's army singing, "Praise the Lord, for his mercy endures forever." That's verse 21. When they began to sing and praise, the Lord himself stepped in and set ambushment against Judah's enemies. The Lord caused the armies of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir to turn and destroy each other. Not one enemy was left alive. When the men of Judah came to the place that overlooked the desert and looked toward the vast army, they saw only dead bodies lying on the ground. No one had escaped. Verse 24. Someone once said, "Praise is what you do when you don't know what to do." Praise transferred the battle to God, and he takes over the fight. Whatever battle you are facing today, start giving God your best praise based on what is written in his word. Have a private praise session beginning today, like the armies of the Ammon, the Moab, and Mount Seir. Every sickness, disease, deficiency, spell, or curse can be smitten with the power of your praise. Praise sets the captives free. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises to God, and the prisoners heard them. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundation of the prison was shaken, and immediately all the doors were opened, and everyone's bands were loosed. Acts 16:25-26. We're talking about praise. Praise. Praise is a demonstration of our faith in God, and that is exactly what Paul and Silas did when they sang praises unto God at midnight. You see, midnight can simply symbolize our darkest moments when all natural hope is gone. Hallelujah. Not only did their praises release God's power to the open prison doors supernaturally, but the resulting miracles caused the keeper of the prison and his entire household to get saved and baptized. Your praise can release God to open every door the devil has shut in your life. As I stated earlier, praise is a wonderful spiritual weapon against the enemy. And like the keeper of the prison, when the world sees the fearsome acts of God provoked by praise, all the ends of the earth shall fear him with awe-inspired reverence and submissive wonder. Psalm 67:7. When our praises go up, God has committed himself to come down. From this moment on, expect undeniable breakthrough to come when you praise. Believe that you can praise your way out of sickness into health, from poverty and lack to prosperity, and from bondage to freedom. PNC family, during this new year, take time to remember to give God praise. If you can't think of a reason to praise him, just remember God's greatest gift to humanity was his Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. And for that alone, we should give him praise. Back to you, Minister Jackie.
Well, thank you, thank you, thank you for that profound word this morning. And shortly I'll ask you to come back and close the call with a benediction after a few announcements. Let us pray. God, we come before you. We thank you. We give you praise. We give you honor for all that you are doing in the lives of each and every one of our callers. God, we love you. We honor you. We glorify you. We thank you for giving your Son so that we might live. God, we thank you for the prayer requests that have come forth, those that are seeking relief from the sickness in their bodies. As we praise you, O God, we know that you are still a miracle-working God and that you can remove all sickness, all pain, God, all discomfort from the loss of our loved ones. And we are lifting each and every one of them up, God, before you right now and giving you praise and honor because we know that the work has already been done. So we ask you to bless our leaders on this call, our Artist Life family. Honor all sickness, God, and heal them in your name. God, all bereaved families, heal their hearts, Lord Jesus. And to every TMC member on this call right now, Lord Jesus, let them learn how to give you praise and give you glory. And we will forever lift you up above all because we know that you are a great, great God and there is none other like you. We honor you. We glorify you. We praise your name. Hallelujah. We magnify your name. For you are a miracle-working God and you're still working miracles in our life. And for that, we honor you, we love you, and we give you praise. In your precious name, Jesus, amen and amen. Well, to hear the playback of this powerful, powerful message, you may call 712-432-1085. And that PIN number is 957-677-POWN. Again, 712-432-1085. And the PIN number is 957-677-POWN. Now, please join us immediately following this call for the new morning motivational call, where our own minister, Claudette Brown, who likes to kim it, keeping it moving with momentum, will be the host. And today is Testimonial Thursday, so join us immediately following this call, and that number is 712-770-4005. Again, 770-4005. And that PIN number is 294-617-POWN. And thank you again, Minister Kai, for that wonderful, wonderful tag this morning and setting the tone for today with that wonderful tagline, Trust in God Thursday. And though he slay me, yet will I trust him. And thank you again, Minister Candy, for that powerful message this morning, a form of worship, and it is praise. And from the fruit of our lips, the shifting of the battle will be to God, bringing forth his miracles. So give God your praise this morning. Give him the best of your praise. So Minister Candy, will you now come forward and give us our closing benediction?
Glory, glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. As we leave this call, but not your presence, Lord, we give you the highest praise. Hallelujah. If we had 10,000, 10 million, 10 billion tongues, we couldn't praise you enough. Father God, as we begin this year, give each listener an uncontrollable desire to praise you more. All the praise to you that you so deserve. Father God, as I close this prayer, asking that we hear and see you more clearly, follow you more nearly, and love you more dearly. Amen. Amen. And hallelujah. TMC family, go out and have yourself a wonderful, blessed day of praise. Bye-bye.